podcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT.
Welcome back to Mac Break. I'm Leo Laporte. We had such great results and great feedback for the last time we had Merlin Mann on. We thought we'd bring him back for more tips. If you are a Mac user, you ought to know Merlin Mann. He's, of course, at 43folders.com, really the guru of productivity on all platforms. But Mac's your favorite, your special love.
Mac's the way to go.
Yeah.
I got more to say about Mac than other things.
You work at home. On a big 30-inch work. Yeah. Your wife thinks you're working at home.
I type at home.
On a big 30-inch screen. You got a lot to do. You've got writing. You've got the website. Contract work. How do you focus? I find it very difficult sometimes to work at home. There's so many fun things you could be doing.
Yeah, it's a first world problem. It's nice to have your time to yourself, but you know, nobody's yelling at you to get stuff done, and it's very easy to get distracted.
Right, right. I mean, people start by removing solitaire from their computer, but there's got to be more we can do to simplify our screen. This segment is the distracted Mac.
That's right. And how to fix the distracted Mac. My problem is, you know, for me to focus on one thing, I need to shut off all of the blinking stuff.
So this isn't your desktop normally.
This is a hypothetical desktop.
But it could look like this.
It does look like this a lot of the time. I mean, the problem is we've got this, you know, unlimited number of ways that we could be clicking on things, doing stuff. And so what I like to do is come up with a completely blank palette, make everything as black as possible, none blacker. I don't want to see anything but what I'm working on.
Are you
on.
ADD?
I should be. I think by all rights, I should be somebody. If you have Adderall, send it to me.
Okay.
Because I think that might be helpful.
Cara Merlin, man. You know, they just made it illegal in Canada.
See?
Yeah. So when I go to Canada, I always bring... Strike that. So, no, I'm just kidding. But no, I think a lot of us are functionally ADD because we just get so much stimulus when we're doing technology stuff. So how can we simplify?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, there's so many times in which we're just interrupted doing what we're doing, but we also bring so many distractions on ourselves. So what I brought today is I brought a few little tricks and a few little applications that make this a little bit easier. Let's just say for the sake of argument, this is our hypothetical screen. Well, maybe
off of goer.org. I can tell you that right
maybe
now.
We'll just hide it. See, one thing, obviously, you can hide others. That's a good thing to do.
Whoa! Hide the others. Right there, that's a big improvement.
That's a great trip. I just changed your life. You know, one of the very first things you can do, that everybody, you know, not everybody loves the dock. A lot of people love the dock. It's a great way to be able to kind of keep track of what's going on and be able to get to where you want. It's giving you reminders about things. It can also be very distracting. What a lot of people don't even realize is you don't have to have the dock on all the time.
Yeah.
You can still have the functionality of the dock available. So the first thing you might consider doing is turning hiding on.
I do that, absolutely.
I did that by control clicking on the dock and turning it off. And so what does that mean? That means I don't have the dock. I don't have that little reminder from mail.app about all
the mail. Parenthetically, where do you put your dock on the screen?
I put my dock exactly there. I keep it in the middle.
It starts at the default. Somebody told me that there, and it's true, there's more real estate left to right than there is top to bottom. So from a purely pragmatic point of view, I always put my dock on the left because I have more space there. But I also hide it.
And it depends on your screen size, too. Because if you have a fairly small screen, you're always, and it's at the bottom,
you're always going
to be, you're also, whenever you try to change a window size, you're always going to be accidentally mousing over.
And, yeah, well, that's true, too. In fact, for Photoshop, having a dock on the left is a bad idea. You always end
all
up
your
over
stuff's
there.
Over there. Yeah. Well, that's one quickie, easy way. I mean, the other thing is, you know, Apple ships with all these wonderful backgrounds and colors that we can use to liven up our desktop, but one of the things I think is most helpful is not having any distraction by what you're looking at visually right behind whatever you're looking at. And there's a terrific application that's out there.
We should really call this the sensorily deprived Mac.
Yes, that's right. No fun for you. And there's a great little application that was designed for taking better screenshots, and it's called Backdrop.
Okay.
So if you ever take lots of screenshots, first of all, this is great to know. You can open up Backdrop, and it does exactly one thing, which is it creates a single color on which you can do nice, clean screen grabs.
Okay. Cool.
We're not going to use it for that.
White might not be my first choice.
That'll be glaring at me. Yeah. So I'm going to go to Preferences in Backdrop, and I'm going to say, yes, indeed, I want a color, and I want that color to be black.
Yeah.
Now,
which is, as we know, the absence.
That's right, the absence,
color.
None blacker. Now, so what's Backdrop? It's just an application that's going to hang out, and so wherever you want to have whatever you're working on be in front of Backdrop.
Right.
We can tab over and get back to our little.
So Backdrop stays there, but it's just behind it. Okay.
Yeah, exactly. So it's just going to be hanging out there. So all your stuff is still on the desktop. It's still accessible. You can still get to it.
But
you're not staring.
It's simpler. Well, I have to say, though, the menu is calling to me.
The menu.
It's calling to me. I know there's stuff in there I might want to play with.
That's right. The menu is it's a great thing. You can get wherever you want to go, but it does create a certain amount of background noise. It's awfully loud. And to the rescue for this particular task comes a wonderful little application that I love, which is called Menu Shade.
Okay. It's got some
menu
shades.
Menu Shade. All right. You got to do is open this guy up.
Yeah.
Whoa, what happened?
Ooh.
I don't understand.
There's
confused.
No menu, but now see, that's going to scare some people.
Yeah, I understand that. Well, here's what happened. Let me explain what we just did. We launched Menu Shade. Don't call and write.
Don't be
fine.
Afraid.
Your computer's still there. Menu Shade, all it does is basically create an affordance for you to say how much of that menu bar you want to see. By changing the level of brightness, you can choose to just dim it a little bit.
Okay.
And you can also then, obviously, it hasn't gone away. All you have to do is mouse over, and everything comes back theater lighting style.
I kind of like that. Mm-hmm. Instead of sliding out, it's actually just hidden, and that's going to fade
very
out.
Very gently. Okay. And you know, you can even
you can
go
change
in
all
and
that.
Change how fast you want that to happen. So it's very,
right. Very pretty.
And easy.
And you don't find any reliability issues. Sometimes I worry about running things in the background. This doesn't cause any problems for you.
You know, actually, that's a good point. I think a few of these are still running PowerPC. Sometimes I'll look at the activity monitor just to find out where the
universal
are.
If you're running Intel, you might want to hold out for a universal version.
Yeah, sure. But, you know, and so what we end up with then is a black screen.
Boy, that is boring.
The menu is still there. You know,
but
the
just dock the, it's all there, but it's just the stuff you want to work with.
Yeah. You know, full screen mode is kind of the holy grail for a lot of people.
Now, you also use Spirited Away. What's that, and what do you do with
that? Spirited Away is a great little application that's, I think it's kind of new on the scene. Spirited Away basically starts with the idea that although you want to have a lot of apps open, you don't necessarily want to be looking at them all the time.
Right.
And as most people know, you can hide an application where it's still functional.
You did that. You did hide others.
Absolutely. Spirited Away, when you launch it, Spirited Away basically lets you set a certain amount of time that we go up to the menu bar when Spirited Away is open.
That's so cool.
And it will basically let you go in and say, after 90, 120 seconds, however many, hide any non-focal applications. So whatever is not your front application, it's going to get out of your way. It's still open. It's still there. But that way, you can always be working on just one thing at a time.
Like,
and it's going to scoot it all the way. Now, one good trick to know, if you're using, in our case, we're using Backdrop to keep things black back there. All we can do is go in and say, all we have to do is say Backdrop.
You don't want that to hide.
Yeah, that's right. We want to deactivate the hiding of Backdrop.
Is Backdrop better than having just, say, a black desktop? Is it the same thing?
I use Pathfinder, as you might know, an app that
we'll do another segment
about
on it, but that's a Finder replacement.
The nice thing about Pathfinder is...
By the way, Spirit Away just made it black. Everything's
everything
gone.
Went away. Well, you know, if we do close up and get ourselves out of Backdrop here, just so you know, if you are a Pathfinder user, and I know there aren't a whole lot of them, you have the ability, Command-J, just like you would in any other program, you can say what you want to see on your desktop.
And hide all
I'm
that
hiding
stuff.
Files and folders.
You can do
I'm
that
hiding
in Finder.
Hard disks. Yeah. This is a great way to really
turn all that stuff off.
Things.
And then have a black background. You wouldn't even really need to
That's
be running Backdrop.
This is something anybody can do. You can just go in and do a screen grab of something black, right? And then all you got to do is drag that little black thing.
The black ping.
Yeah. And not, your desktop is black.
And then nothing's running in the background to accomplish that, which
that's
is kind
true.
Of nice. So
that's absolutely
systems.
Right. Yeah.
Time for, real quickly, one more thing, which is Hazel. And I love the name. What is Hazel?
Hazel is a new application that I think is pretty sharp. I mean, how many times have you, if you're the kind of person that...
An update.
An update already.
All right.
And it's licensed. Look at that. if you have a big downloads folder, you're getting stuff all the time, new things are coming in, new Creative Commons content that you've grabbed off the web. It can get cluttered very quickly.
Yes.
Hazel is basically an application that lets you point at your desktop, lets you point at your downloads folder, and it automatically moves that stuff around. It gets it out of the way. You say, move my MP3s into this folder.
It's a cleaner for your...
Moves it all, and it's all automatic. It's a fantastic program.
From Noodlesoft.
Noodlesoft.com. It's a terrific new app, and I suggest people have a look at it.
There you go. That's five very useful apps for simplifying your life. Can you show us what your desktop looks like when you work? I notice you use TextMate to edit.
Yeah,
do you find that to be your preferred
TextMate,
editor?
Man. Yeah, I
love
mean,
TextMate.
This is, for me, this is, that's my
look
atmosphere.
Look at that. This is his desktop. Top.
None blacker.
Now, people are watching saying, what happened to the podcast? It's died. No, that's actually what you're
don't
supposed to see.
Don't adjust your set.
There is a little mouse arrow in there. Can you make that go away?
Next time.
Merlin Mann is at 43folders.com. So should you be if you want to improve productivity, if you're working with getting things done. He's the king. Quicksilver, too, a great place for information about Quicksilver. We'll have you back to do more some Quicksilver tips later on. Boy, that's been a boon in my life. And now, what do you call it? The... Undistracted Mac?
The Undistracted Mac.
Undistracted
you like
Mac.
That?
I like it.
Yeah.
Thanks for joining us on Mac Break. We'll see you next time.
Just get rid of that arrow.
That arrow!